This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Anybody else tired of this? This Scott got. Oh, I can't say his name. Can you help me, guys? Gottlieb, right? The former FDA chief. You know who I'm talking about? He's one of those ex-something or another that likes to get on the networks and pontificate. Yeah. Leaves his job and then goes there and says anything he wants. He's CNN's fair-haired boy, as you could expect. Scott Gottlieb says we're 1 week from a rapid acceleration of COVID cases in the U.S. Maybe he issued that a week ago. We just got it. I don't know. What was that, Kevin? Kevin, give a little flick of the hand.
I could care less. I'm done trying to figure it out. I'm done. I'm over it.
You're done trying to figure it out.
Any of it.
Yeah.
Do masks work? They don't work? I don't know. I don't care anymore. I don't care. I'm not wearing one.
It's going to do what it's going to do.
Yeah. There you go.
Are you? You agreed to that, Todd? You're going to wear a mask on Halloween? That's big of you.
Do you wear the COVID mask over the Halloween mask or under it? Which way does that go?
Another question I need answered.
Don't want to know.
And people need to see the mask and see that I care. So you put the Darth Vader mask on, and then you put the N95 or whatever mask over that.
Right.
Like it's going to do a bit of good at that point, but whatever.
Anyway, that's what they're saying. I also see that Europe's cases are rising higher, which is really inconvenient, as the church lady would say, because...
I think to you quoting the church lady, but okay.
Yeah, the church lady, she's a hoot. He's a hoot. She's a hoot. Anyway,
it's a hoot.
Yeah. Get your pronouns right. So, see what he does to me?
Very special.
Oh, yeah, I see. It's inconvenient that Europe is spiking because then they can't say it's Donald Trump's fault. Well, they probably can.
There you go.
See, he's doing it to Europe, too. Oh, my gosh. I do not want Joe Biden to win because I care too much about our Constitution, our country, unborn children. I could go down the list, the Supreme Court. I don't want him to win for any of those reasons and many, many more. But wouldn't it be interesting to say, okay, say it ain't so, Joe. There you go. You toss the coronavirus portfolio, Mr. Magic Man.
Let's say he does win in a few weeks and those numbers are still spiking. Is it now Biden's fault?
Well,
did he inherit the Trump thing and it's still Trump's fault for the next 4 years?
My take is he'd shut down the economy. He'd just shut everything down. And I don't think that would make a heck of a lot of difference, ultimately, in the coronavirus.
And how much are people going to be willing to get shut down anymore? We're kind of over that.
You know, that's all right, because the government's going to give us money.
We know that, right?
Yeah, I don't, you know, I we're here to serve on this program, all right? We are here to serve. We aren't here to forward any kind of agenda of ours or anything else. We are here to serve an audience, to make sure we inform and entertain you to the degree that you continue to listen and you tell others to listen, and the show grows and grows and grows. How's those latest ratings doing anyway, Todd? I think they're kind of growing.
They're pretty darn phenomenal.
Phenomenal, you know what I'm saying? And that's all a testament to the fine listeners. And here's the deal. Sometimes when I bring up news, I consider it news related to coronavirus, I get hate mail of, I'm not listening to that crap. I don't want, kind of like you are, Kev. Kind of like here, you're done with it. You're done with it.
Yep.
It's over.
I tune it out.
So,
if I get it, I get it.
Do you prefer that we just sort of set that aside here and like have a coronavirus channel and people can, you know, call the hotline after the show and we'll give them tips?
I don't know.
Take two aspirin and call me in the morning
or
what?
That'd be my option.
I don't know.
Can you imagine if they found out aspirin actually did kill this thing all along? Ooh.
What did I hear today?
Mouthwash and toothpaste or something, was like I don't know
a combination of
yeah.
I was like, oh
okay, well,
God.
If you're one of those people that hasn't brushed their teeth since March, then you probably deserved it. No, I'm not.
I saw something, and again, I apologize. We'll move on after this because I'm just bringing this up in the way of asking you a question, which I'll get to in a moment. But I saw something about. You know, masks don't cover your eyes, obviously. You got to see, right? Unless you have those little shields in most places. They say, they don't work. Those, they don't work. Those shields, they do not work. But one of the easy access points for the virus is to enter through the eyes. So we're suggesting that masks are the thing, and then we're leaving the eyes exposed. That's the prime example of just kind of, you know, craziness.
Crazy. More questions. Hold on. I'm still writing.
I have a beautiful piece of art. That is actually a photograph of an eagle.
That is pretty cool.
If you look at it, you would say, "This, there's no way that's an eagle." This is an eagle. It is an eagle. Okay? And it's also an American flag. Photo of that as well. And then behind that is the Constitution.
Cool little print. Very cool.
It's a national award-winning photography. It was done by a fellow by the name of Mark Harlow. Out of Minnesota. This was given to me. I want to give it to one of our listeners as a little memento of the program. There's a certificate of authenticity that comes with it. There's information on how to get more, all of that right there. First U.S. president in history to visit Bemidji, Minnesota was Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was done as a commemoration for that visit.
Oh, really?
September 18th, 2020.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, it's really cool. It's like an 8.5, 11, but it's like a side view, landscape view type.
Now,
frame it.
To win this, I'm going to ask you to do two things. One, take a selfie. Take a picture of your field. Take a picture of your Quonset. Take a picture of your store, your house, your car, your workplace, whatever. Just some idea of, so we know what you're doing. While you're listening to the program, our favorite texts are photos. We love those. Okay? So you take a photo of that. That's number one. Number two, you put right up there what you want more of on what's on your mind. Or less of. You can put less of if you want. Less COVID. I don't want to hear about it. More of Donald Trump. More of ranching issues. More of school issues. Whatever it is. More of or less of. Okay? That's all you got to do. And you text that to me at 701-367-2054. You text it to Todd, 701-226-8503. We'll pick a lucky winner. Okay? I thought it was the time for a little bit of fun on the radio program today, and we'd get to it. We have a busy show here. Judge Jeanine is joining us at some point. We thought in this first segment, but maybe it's a different segment. Yeah, she's not called yet, but a judge is revved up about Amy Coney Barrett. So look forward to chatting with her. Her book is Don't Lie to Me. I don't know about you, but if Judge Jeanine says don't lie to me, I'm not lying.
No.
And Stop Trying to Steal Our Freedom. That's the title of her book. There's a lot of books out right now. Oh, my gosh. I can't keep them all straight. I want to get...
I got to say.
The Lou Dobbs book here one of these days.
I find Judge Jeanine quite attractive. I don't know.
Absolutely.
I think she is just awesome.
We should report
to
your wife?
I told my wife, like, she's hot.
Oh, my God.
She is.
You tell your wife some other woman is hot.
We just say it in passing. You know, I just think that she's awesome. I love Judge.
Like Father Mulcahy used to say on MASH, God was paying particular attention that day.
There you go.
You're cleaning it up a little, Todd. Thank you.
Sure.
We have Tom Fitton today on the program from Judicial Watch, New York Times bestselling author. He's got another book out explaining how the radical left and the deep state are trying to destroy the Trump presidency. Oh, I don't think that's happening, is it?
Oh, no.
The radical left and the deep state?
Yeah, that's far-right conspiracy stuff.
They maybe don't like Donald Trump, but I don't think they're trying to destroy him. No, that silly talk. The book is titled A Republic Under Assault. So he'll join us today on the program. Steve Schwann is going to be here to talk about the Veterans 2020 meal, the salute to vets. I'm afraid to ask Todd about how that could possibly stay on the calendar for 2020, but we're going to find that out from Steve on the program. So another thing about COVID. I mean, oh, my gosh, how many things have had to go to the back burner. We're going to talk with a gentleman by the name of Gabriel Nadalas. He's a conservative activist. He is the author of Behind the Black Mask. Get ready for it. My Time as an Antifa Activist. Have we ever had anybody on here from Antifa before? Maybe unknowingly during a DAPL, but not knowingly, we've not had. This guy was a member of Antifa. And he is participating in events across North Dakota. The New Tyranny, How Critical Theory Led to Cancel Culture, Censorship, and Antifa. This is real. This is happening with your kids. You need to pay attention. Okay? What else was on your mind? Let me know. 800-228-0550.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. But around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, causing structural damage. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, can help. Learn more at ramjacknorth.com.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? A drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What in the world? Do I need to go in there and pick out the music?
Hey, this is great stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Text Scott right now. Tell him how awesome the peppers are. Come on.
The peppers.
Chili peppers.
Yeah. Love the peppers. In my food, not on my radio.
All right, fine. Yeah.
Back on what's on your mind.
You're dating yourself, sir.
It's not the most likely bumper music for a show. What's like on ours, your mind? But yeah. I wouldn't have picked that one, but you know, I'm not surprised Kevin picked it.
I like to mix it up a little bit.
13 days to go, folks, to the 2020 election. 13 days to go. And the photos are rolling in because you want that beautiful eagle, that beautiful flag, that wonderful portrait. Portrait, would you call this?
That's a print.
Print? Yep. Okay, yeah. Because it has America.
Numbered print, yep.
On it has We the People on it. Has, this great eagle, like, coming right at you. And it's a photo. Flag, too. And it's yours if you text us a photo of where you are, how you're listening to the show, and either what you want more of on the show, less of on the show, or both. That's fine. I don't care. Somebody sent me this. This isn't a photo. I don't think of where they work unless this is up in their cubicle or something. It says, the mice die in mousetraps because they do not understand why the cheese is free. The same thing happens with socialism.
Good analogy.
I love it. Why am I the only one laughing? I
totally agree. I've seen that before.
We're brought to you by Puckledge today. My friends at Puckledge, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Time for Wednesday Wheels, brought to you by Puckledge, Chevy, Buick GMC in Bismarck and Valley City. And today at the Valley City store, a really sharp SUV, great price. With the snow flying and the temps dropping, it's a 2018 Chevy Traverse. Full-size SUV, one-owner trade. Listen to this now. 29,000 miles on it, one-owner trade, crystal red color, LT package, all the upgrades, quad seating for seven. 29,000 miles, full-size SUV, quad-size seating for seven. You getting this? Shift on the fly, all-wheel drive. That's what I'm talking about. It's got remote start, backup cam, heated seats on the lot at $29,995. That's what I'm talking about. Today, and today only, if you tell them you heard about it on the radio, you drive it home for $28,998. Call them, 800-401-4352, Valley City, 721 Main Avenue, 721 West Main Avenue, Valley City, or PuckledgeValleyCity.com to find out more. And then Puckledge.com, North Dakota's home for Chevy. 23 past the hour. On What's On Your Mind, and I want to know. Give us a call at 800-228-0550. Text us a photo. Be in the drawing for the prize, 701-367-2054. Order Todd, 701-226-8503. Does anybody else have a peace about them, a calm about the outcome in 13 days of this election? I really do. I know. I mean, every once in a while, a little something will, creep in because I'm watching some Yahoo on TV think they're an expert. Then I shut it off. And there's a lot of reasons I could tell you. They're ahead on voter registrations. Their ground game's fantastic. Polls are pretty much where they were at last go around, and look what happened there.
Right.
I mean, you know, a number of things, right? A number of things. But the big reason I have is, when is Trump lost? When is he lost? When has he not been right?
Great question. Let me check.
I mean, he's defied the odds.
Still checking.
I always have these conversations when I get a chance to go out to different events, and people will say, you know, Donald Trump's got to do this. Donald Trump's got to do this. Donald Trump's got to do that. That's a popular thing. He should do more of this. He should do a little bit of this. Why doesn't he do that? And I get out my proverbial whiteboard. It's an imaginary whiteboard. But I say, okay, here's the whiteboard. Here's me with the marker. Here is Donald Trump down the escalator. Draw a little escalator. Laughed at. Scoffed. Thought he was an idiot. What does he do? 1, 2. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. He mows down the field like they're a bunch of rookies on the Republican field. Big money, big money, big name ID, everything. Boom, gone. Okay, he's the Republican nominee. Then what does he do? He goes on to battle the swamp of all swamps, the Clinton machine. The Clinton machine has to take that machine on. They raise oodles of money, way more money. Who wins? Donald Trump. What do we know now? We know that even after he got the nomination, before he was president, there was criminal activity. There was the use of a FISA court to try and bring him down. And we now know that Hillary Clinton orchestrated it. Obama knew about it. Democratic Party paid for it. And guess what? He exposed that for a lie. Some stupid phone call to the Ukraine. Oh, yeah, this is impeachable. No. Ridiculous. Again. So, every step of the way, despite these incredible odds, he's done it. So that's why I have great peace. Plus, I pray. That's probably the more important thing, to have that peace. And that's the most important thing you can do. Don't you think? I don't know. I have peace about it. Do you think he's going to win, Kevin?
Yes.
In every fiber of your being?
Every fiber. Landslide.
And Todd, do you think he's going to win in every fiber of your being?
Oh, absolutely. Have we all forgotten 4 years ago?
All right. Same reason. There you go. Texter sent us a beautiful photo of a pickup with a huge Trump. I mean, that's the biggest bumper sticker I've ever seen. Covers the whole gate on the truck. And says he wants more Led Zeppelin. Did you influence this?
I did not. Thank you, sir. Whoever.
I was wondering if it came from a 218 number, then I'd have to blame Kevin.
Texter says, I want more Joe Biden clips of him screwing up what he's saying. Well, I don't know if we can find any. I don't know if we can.
Jeez, I don't know.
You think we can round any up?
Look.
Yeah, they're really hard to come by these days. I don't know what to do. It's so bad now when he does speak. He's mumbling around and nobody even cares.
That's why
he's
smarter for staying in the basement so long. If you don't talk, you don't screw up, right?
It is a interesting strategy. I will say that. It is an interesting strategy. Red Hot Chili Peppers have been around for 30-plus years, Scott. Keep us younger listeners rocking. I heard of them. I just didn't say I like them.
Yeah, come on. That was one of the classics.
There you go.
That Texter used to be says, when we played that song, you'd be the fifth caller and win the album or whatever was going on.
How many times do you think he's going to say that tomorrow night, do you think?
Come on, man.
Let's hear it.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Yeah. I remember when he told that one reporter, what are you, a crack addict?
Yeah, right.
That's interesting. You think they get down and say, sir, maybe, I don't know, lose the crack addict thing. What are you, a joker? Let's try something
different. I got hairy legs.
If you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan lately, now is the time. There's a new zero-premium Medicare plan in your area. Zero premium. Annual election period runs October 15th through December 7th. Talk to a local licensed Medicare broker right now. Call 877-590-0994. That's 877-590-0994. Sponsored by Sunderland Group. Call now for a zero-premium Medicare plan.
Got an oil field truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bakken Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump continuing his busy week of campaigning, the president spending part of his day on Wednesday in the battleground state of North Carolina, where the polls essentially show him tied with former Vice President Joe Biden. On Tuesday, the president was in Pennsylvania.
It's a choice between our plan to kill the virus or Biden's plan to kill the American dream, and that's what he'd be doing. Biden will delay therapies, postpone the vaccine, prolong the pandemic, close your schools, shut down our country. And by the way, Pennsylvania's been shut down long enough. Get your governor to open up Pennsylvania.
House Democrats and the Trump administration are continuing talks on a new coronavirus stimulus plan. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Oh, man.
I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental my physical as well as my mental fitness.
Wait a minute. I kind of missed that, Cap. Couldn't hear what he was saying there. His physical
fitness. Yes.
Steve, Joe would do an encore performance for us?
I think the American people have already...
Did he ever
gone there and done that? But there's the best.
We hold these truths to be self-evident.
Oh boy!
All men and women created by go. You know the thing.
Sorry.
Created by the thing. Oh, right. That's good.
PetroServe USA, one of our fine sponsors here on What's on Your Mind, and they have great lunches. There's just no denying it because they're homemade. There's grab-and-go convenience with them. And we're talking Swedish meatballs or lasagna today at the Valley City PetroServe USA. We're talking about Swedish meatballs at the West Main Avenue West Fargo location today. We're talking about pulled pork sandwich at the 12th Avenue North location today of PetroServe USA. 2 sides in a bun with each of those. Buy 2 fresh baked cookies, and you get 1 free today, too. And all the drinks, any size, 79 cents. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. All right, our next guest is the author of another great book titled A Republic Under Assault. New York Times bestselling author, president of Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton with us on What's on Your Mind. Tom, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you doing? Being terribly mean to Mr. Biden.
Well, a listener had asked for us to, play some more of the things. I guess they were kind of on the fence voting-wise. They wanted to know, if Joe's still with it or not. So it's factual. He said it. We're just playing it. You know what I mean? Doing our best
I don't believe we should let allegations of dementia allow him to escape questions about his personal corruption, which is, I think, the cutting-edge issue here now. I talk about the Republic being under assault, and now we know why. You know, we had this coup impeachment against President Trump because he had the audacity to ask a question or two about what was going on in Ukraine with Biden. And now we know that was kind of a side hustle for the Biden gang. Ukraine was. And they were so desperate to keep the full truth coming out that they were willing to try to blow up the Constitution and throw the president out of office.
I said a moment ago to the audience that I have a great deal of peace about election night simply because Donald Trump wins. He obviously was born for this fight. He is left a successful business and is taking it on head on and is unafraid and really at every step. When you think all the Republicans that he took on and the Clinton machine and then all the stealth Justice Department FBI shenanigans and fights the court. He wins. He wins at every stage. So do you have any reason to believe he won't win on Election Day?
Well, I guess my concern is, and I'm as head of Judicial Watch, I'm not saying vote for or against the candidate. I'm concerned that the outcome of the election will be tossed aside as a result of fraud and threats of violence and other shenanigans by the left. And we've got this unprecedented mail-in ballot effort. 100 million ballots and ballot applications are being mailed to people who haven't asked for them. The lists that are dirty, we've documented that through our litigation, and just more recently a study shows 1.8 million extra names on the rolls across 29 states. So we're facing potential Election Day chaos. So, you know, the danger for the Republic is that the assault on free and fair elections, you know, may result in the candidate who didn't win coming into office.
So that's why he's got to win by not a little. You know, that's the only thing that really can prevent us from that long nightmare of sorting that all out, correct?
Well, you never know. It's a power game. They may decide, and the left has war game this out. It going into Congress that ultimately decides the disputed election. And you had people, quote, representing Joe Biden in a war game in Harvard, having states threaten to secede from the union in order to get Biden put in. So they're willing to go to the mat on this, and I wonder if the Republicans are prepared.
That's what I was going to ask you. Do you believe that there is a enough of a counter effort? Is the Trump campaign or the Republican Party, you know, are they awake on what's planned by the left?
Well, legally, they don't need to win everywhere, and they have hundreds of lawsuits. You see in Pennsylvania this week with the Chief Justice Roberts allowing Pennsylvania to change its rules at the last minute through court action. To count ballots that arrive after Election Day, even without a postmark.
That was John Roberts, as in George W. Bush's appointment to the Supreme Court, the Chief Justice, the conservative John Roberts, that guy?
That's right. So it went 4-4, which meant that the lower court ruling stay, was left in place. So all they need to do is win one court battle. That could change the outcome of the election.
So, you know, the president's been fighting this at every step, obviously, and thanks to Judicial Watch, we know a lot more than we would otherwise about what has been going on. What's the next step for the deep state? Is it focused solely on the election, and what else are they up to? What are you watching for?
Well, the focus is on the election. There are illegal leaks as we speak about classified briefings of the president that are designed to undermine President Trump while protecting Joe Biden. So it's all about keeping President Trump from winning in even a plausible fashion on Election Day. And so, you know, it's all hands on deck for the left there. So, you know, it's one thing politically to do what you want to do to oppose the candidate that you don't like. It's another thing to break the law to do it.
I love the fact that your book lays out why we still don't have the Clinton emails and how the Obama State Department covered that up. I know that the current State Department has said that these are coming, but they're not out yet. But you reveal some really shocking things here about how the Obama White House, go back to the Obama White House, and here they are still successful, 4 years later in keeping these covered up. What's going on there?
Yeah, I mean, we found that the Obama White House knew about the Clinton emails and told the lawyers and the administration, you know, keep silent about it, essentially. And, you know, but we all knew the Obama White, you know, I'm not surprising anyone by telling you that, am I? But I think what I think is probably going to be upsetting to people is that to this day, the Justice Department and the State Department oppose us in court trying to get answers about this. But they've just filed something 3 weeks ago, saying we shouldn't be able to ask any more questions about any of these issues.
And what is up with, I assume the State Department must now have a handle on where they are, and now it's a matter of just releasing them. It's obviously led by Mike Pompeo. Why don't we have them yet?
Well, many of the emails are being withheld, you know, in part or completely because of various exemptions that the agencies can to use as an excuse the blackout material. But they don't even want to look in the State Department to see if there are any Clinton emails hanging out there. They just were relying on what Hillary Clinton took. And they don't want to do a full search of the agency records to find out what else is out there. It is exceedingly frustrating. And then to have the Justice Department defend the indefensible and say that there was no misconduct by the agency over the handling of Clinton emails, to me, is just an absolute betrayal of those who expected justice and accountability on this issue when they put President Trump into office.
Yeah, I don't understand the motivation.
A whole host of, it's not just the Clinton emails. Everything that you're worried about, every corruption issue you're concerned about, the Justice Department is on the side of secrecy, cover-up, and stonewalling.
Yeah, I see we found another one this week when Rudy Giuliani's attorney was given a laptop and hard drive from someone frustrated that there was information in there that had been given to the FBI, that nothing was being done with it, and a little bit worried that they somehow were going to be implicated in it. So tell me, I'm sure it doesn't surprise you to know again that the Justice Department would hang on to the laptop, but what, just more of the same, that they would, this late in the game, hang on to that risk, I guess, it being found out? They didn't care, or what?
Yeah, I mean, it's the Clinton Wiener laptop all over again. Remember that in 2016, late in the game, they held, they didn't want to look at that until someone blew the whistle on them or threatened to, and then their hand was forced. Same thing with the Biden laptop. They've had that since December of last year, and according to Fox, they didn't look at it immediately. I don't know what that means. It means they didn't care. And the Justice Department and the FBI can't be trusted with politically sensitive investigations. Any investigation that's seen to hurt Trump, there's zero interest in to help Trump, that can be perceived as helping Trump politically, even though it's the right thing to do separately, they don't want to do. We see that with Durham, and we're seeing that with Biden. If I were the president, I'd appoint a special counsel, separate and apart from the Justice Department and the FBI, to investigate all of this. The FBI, they should send another agency in and take the laptop away from them. I don't trust them.
Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch. They've been tenacious, is the word I would use, for the truth and making sure documents that are hidden in the deep state is exposed. I want to ask you about illegal immigration. That hasn't had a lot of conversation of late. But you talk in the book about how deadly illegal sanctuary policies are exploding across America, and how our sovereignty has been under assault by these radical open border advocates. This isn't getting, even though it's been exposed, I think, in a great fashion by Donald Trump, and the reason for the wall and everything else, it's still a huge problem that's not going the right direction, right?
Yeah, I mean, the president did some good work, he and his administration, in stopping the effort to destroy our borders with this caravan crisis. Of course, right now, the Supreme Court just announced they're going to decide whether the key efforts they had to stop the caravan crisis are legal. So you may have the courts come in and upend all of that. And on top of that, we have this everyday crime wave that's happening as a result of sanctuary policies throughout the country that allow illegal aliens to reside here without fear of having any interaction with any law enforcement, because they won't be turned in. And even if they commit another crime, they still won't be turned in for deportation. And that is especially egregious, because then you have criminals who are released out onto the streets who otherwise could have been deported. And then when they go on to commit crimes, every one of those crimes was completely preventable if local officials had obeyed the law. We have lawsuits to try to stop them in San Francisco and elsewhere. Your safety is under assault thanks to these crazed sanctuary policies that are more about politics than the public safety.
Get the book, folks. Republic Under Assault. Tom Fitton, the author, with us today on the program. The left's ongoing attack on American freedom. Tom, you're a great warrior. Appreciate all you do at Judicial Watch. Thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. You got me all angry again about all this. The book is worth getting.
It is worth getting. Oh, we're all a little angry, fired up, and determined to do something about it, right? More after this.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie.
29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just with a controller, gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Back to the phones we go. We have Luke on the line from Red Trenchless. Luke, what are you up to today?
Hey, Scott. Today we are around the Bismarck area just kind of getting some materials gathered up for the projects we got going on next week. We'll be in Beulah, still down in that Strasburg area, moving over to Medina as well, actually, the later part of this week. So there's plenty of time to get your guys' projects in this year. I know going into October we're looking pretty busy at the beginning of the month, but at the end of the month, we got some open spots, so if you guys want to get in, get some waterline projects done or any kind of boring you need, just give me a call. We specialize in underground trenchless excavation, basically, so a lot of boring. We'll pull pipe underground without digging, without any mess, any hassle. So, you know, basically, you give us a call, any kind of line you need underground that you don't want to make a mess burying, we're your guys.
Call them at 701-204-0404 or Red Drilling. Two D's, reddrilling.com. Thanks, Luke.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You got quiet for a little Led Zeppelin there, didn't you?
I did.
There you go. Tech says, I just want to make the comment about my concerns if wearing masks are worse than not. I notice everyone who wears one is always touching and adjusting it. Your servers at restaurants are included in this observation. After touching their mask, they're touching your plates, glasses, utensils. To me, that's disgusting, and it's spreading more germs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got a little common sense there.
More questions.
Yeah. I think, you know, here's what I if I could boil this down for you, what I think you should do regarding all these recommendations and, you know, this hubbub over masks. Just, you know, if you go in a store and they require it, wear it. You know what I mean? If don't expect it to do anything. I mean, if it does, great. If it does, it doesn't, right? But I wouldn't. Just don't think they're the end-all, be-all. Don't think you're bulletproof because you have a mask on. I think that's the most important thing. And just, you know what?
By the way, I have a good source for Trump 2020 masks if you need one. So just hit me up.
My kids won't let me wear it. I don't know what the deal is. My daughters, really? They go like, Dad, that's so unnecessary. I go, well, what do you mean it's unnecessary? I don't know what that means. I need a mask, right? Yeah. Well, you're doing the Trump mask just to get provoke a reaction from people. No, I'm not. I'm trying to, I might spark conversations. I might, strike up a, you know what I get when I wear Trump stuff in stores? Thumbs up. Attaboy. Pat on the back.
Would they be as mad if you wore a Trump 2020 hat rather than a mask? Is it the mask that's setting them off, or
no? It's the Trump 2020 stuff. He said that I'm so in their eyes.
Okay.
In their eyes, I'm sort of being in your face. I'm going into the store saying, "Ha, Trump 2020, trying you make me wear a mask. I'm going to have this on my, you know." I'm not kidding you.
Well,
I'm not kidding you. My Pillow is one of our fine sponsors, and here's one thing I can promise you: you will sleep better if you own a My Pillow. Simple as that. And the most important thing to your health is your sleep. So now if you get the sleep part right, you got the health going, you're cooking with gas, okay? It's a good thing. Mike Lindell, the owner, the proprietor, the inventor, the main man behind MyPillow. Now there's a guy out front for President Trump in a big, big way. Has done it again. Not only pillows, there's towels, mattress toppers, sheets. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Steve Schwann is here. Steve and a couple of his pals came up with an idea a few years ago to honor veterans and put on a meal for them, and it is spectacular. It is a wonderful event and has now become that kind of iconic event in the Bismarck Mandan. Everybody's canceling everything in 2020, so we thought we'd have Steve on to talk a little bit about what the plans are for the veterans meal. And I imagine with a lot of veterans who are up there in years, that's something you take very seriously, Steve, right?
Really do. It's been a tough, tough decision to make. We just are looking out for the way things are going in this COVID era that we are, and it's something that we made the decision, my fellow sponsors and myself, that we're going to put this off until November 12, 2021. It's really hard and painstaking to come up with the decision of not doing it, but it's in the best interest of our vets and our first responders and everybody who we adore so much. And, it's just a tough decision. It's really one that my employees and myself and my fellow sponsors are really taking heart. We thought there's a way we could do it, we would do it, but there's just no way with the amount of people that we were doing at 1,500 people, and we were getting people already asking about it, that we could socially distance everybody and be safe in this environment we are. So,
you'd have probably had a line from Schwann Buick GMC to the Elks Club if you had a social distance that group, right?
Yeah, isn't that the truth? It is really the truth. You know, and that would have been our 10th year this year, and it's such a big event, and everybody in the vicinity and area look forward to it so much, and it's just a tough thing to come up with. And I wish there was a way I could have worked it some other way. Maybe, I guess we could, if we had 1,500 days, I could do an individual deal, but just not going to work that way.
yeah, exactly. Well, we have an opportunity coming up in November of 2021 to do it all over again, and I would hope people would maybe take this chance to say, well, I can't go. I love buying a ticket. I love going. I love seeing the vets and make sure they have a meal. But I'll take one to lunch myself. I'll take one to dinner myself, or just go visit with one of the vets. At one of the facilities or wherever. Right? We can do something to support
those
vets.
That's it. You know, I think we just want to reach out and let everybody know how much we do appreciate what they did and their service for the present and the past, and our first responders, particularly right now. And we just adore them. And again, we're just so anxious for next year, and I hope you guys are going to plan to be there next year like you have in the past.
Oh, yes.
Something we look forward to all the time.
You think we'd miss that? I mean, the chance to see the looks on the face of those vets and serving up a great meal?
After 9 years, you know, you've gotten to know so many of them so well, and not to be able to see them right now because a lot of them are sitting back there hiding out or whatever, which I can appreciate in some of their conditions and various things. It's just a tough deal for everybody right now, and it's particularly us. We really feel bad about this situation, but we think we made the right call here, and that's what we're going to go forward with.
How's that flag looking right smack dab in the middle of your lot?
You know, that flag is just it's the greatest thing ever. I'll tell you, when that wind blows like it's going to blow tomorrow at 35 miles an hour, it stands tall and straight.
It's awesome. Steve, thanks for having that big heart that you do, and to you and your other sponsors for doing this event. We'll look forward to it being bigger and better than ever before a year from November. Take care.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the time. I appreciate you guys. Have a good day.
You bet. Todd, you take it easy on his cars, too, would you? More coming up.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
For years, Peckland Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckland Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.